It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor, I'm glad to be with you. Did you see that spinning thing that I brought? There? Look up here. There's a tree up at the top there. And if I should make this move over like that, did the tree go away? No, it's there. And over here is a flower pot. Did the flower pot go away? No. Down here's an apple. Did the apple go away? No, it's there. And over here is a flower. You remember what was on top? The tree? Flower pot was there. The apple was there. And what was over here, do you remember? The flower. What was up here? Tree? There it is. And where was the apple? Do you remember where the apple was? Down here. Now there's some other ones on the back. I'll show them to you like this. Up on the top is a hammer. Over here is a baseball glove. Down here is a nail. And over here is a baseball. Now let's put this on. Did they all go away just because I covered them up? No. There's the hammer. There's the baseball glove. There's the nail. And there's the baseball. I'll make it go fast, just for fun. It stopped on the baseball glove. Let's see where it stops this time. Nail down there. See, just because I covered those things up doesn't mean that they go away. No. Same way with my leg. See, it's covered with this sock here. It's right underneath. When I cover it up, the leg is still there. Try it with something else. Where's my face? See, it's behind the sweater. There it is. Try going outside. Look. Now look over at the window. Babies love to play peekaboo and games like that. And as you get older, you like to play things like hide and seek. Sure. And sometimes you like to play peekaboo too. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad at night. You even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. If you ever want to do something that you think, maybe that's too young for me, you can try it. Sure. Well, excuse me, there's the telephone. Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. McFeely. Yeah, visiting with my television friend. What kind of an animal? Okay. Well, sure. You know, I like to see new things. Fine. All right, then. We'll be over. Goodbye. Mrs. McFeely says she has an animal over there that she'd like to show us at her house. Shall we go? Sure. Do new things. See what kind of animal it is. Come along to the McFeelys. Mrs. McFeely.
Around the side, Mr. Rogers.
Here?
This way. Mr. Rogers.
Mrs. McFeely, it's a monkey you have. Hi. What's his name?
Chico. He's a cappuccino monkey.
Hi, Chico.
I told you I had an animal. Look. Wait a minute.
What's
Bring
that?
His leash around. He's in exploring around, Mr. Rogers.
Come on. Do you have anything for him to eat?
I have some nuts for him. Come here, Chico. Come here, Chico. Come here, Chico. There's some nuts up on the table. Let's see if he can find them. Look what he's found.
Oh, did you
want
the orange?
He's peeling it. Want to hold his leash for a minute?
Sure.
See his special tail, Mr. Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
It can curve around. He can hang by that tail. He can climb with it.
Oh. Ooh. Don't want to hurt you.
Now watch the way. Sometimes he climbs up on me. Watch how he comes.
Oh. Here's one.
He has hands, sort of like a person, Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. I love my friends to see him eat like that. How tame he is. Do you like this orange?
He likes people very much.
Do you like this orange, Chico?
Sure. He likes to keep moving, though, Mr. Rogers.
see how curious he is.
Don't let him hurt you.
No, I won't. Just curious. I must have a little mole there or something that he's interested in.
Oh, he likes your face, Mr. Rogers. He likes people's faces very much.
You see? Hi, Chica. That's my eye. Yeah, I can't let you hurt me. No.
Chico.
Do you know what I think he sees? I think he sees his reflection in my eye.
Do you think so? Mm-hmm. You know, he's sort of like a small child. He loves to look at himself in mirrors, and maybe he can see himself. Come here, come here. Come here. Come on. Come on,
Chico. He's fascinated with my eye.
Come here. Come here. There he goes. He sits on my shoulder. Whoa. You know, some friends of ours asked us to stay with this monkey, and I'm having a very good time with him. I'm having such a good time with him that David got out a special movie for me that has to do with a completely different kind. It's a different kind of animal, but it looks the same. It's about chimpanzees.
I'd love to see it.
Chico, you want to see the movie?
You want to come in?
Come on. Come on, come with us.
Should we take any of this?
Oh, we'll leave it out here. Come on. He plays in my hair sometimes, and he gets it very messy.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Cheek.
Come on, Chico.
Is his tail called a prehensile tail?
I'm not sure, Mr. Rogers. Whoa. Come on, Chico. Shh. Let's go inside and look at a movie about one of your relatives.
Wanna come? Come on. Okay. Come on, let's go in.
Now, Mr. Rogers, I'm going to start the movie. If you'll turn down the lights, please.
Oh, sure.
Come here, Chico. Come here.
This movie about chimpanzees?
A movie about chimpanzees.
Come on. Come on, Joe. We're going to see a movie.
You want to calm down a little bit, Chico?
Look right over there. It's walking along. Mother's playing with him, too. Yeah, it takes a few steps away from her.
Mr. Rogers?
I'd be glad to. I like that film.
Chico liked it, too. Come on, Chico.
Chico? when I come over again.
Come on.
Sure. Is this where he sleeps?
This is where Chico sleeps. And he has a blanket that he likes to keep with him. Feels safe with that blanket.
Is this your favorite blanket? Oh, he's still interested in my eye. See how he's looking at himself right in my eye? It's like a mirror.
It's his way of learning. Mm-hmm. Come on, Chico. You have to let him go.
Bye, Miss McFeely. Thanks for your telephone call.
Oh, thank you for coming by. Chico and I appreciated it.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Chico. Come along. That monkey really wanted to look very closely at my eye. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, yesterday we pretended that the clown who came from the circus was going to talk with King Friday. Talk with him about Purple Panda. Why don't we pretend that the clown and the king are going to talk right now? Right? For some neighborhood of make-believe?
Well, the king will be here any moment, Raleigh.
Oliver, circus clown, friend of Purple Panda, I presume?
Correct, you see, Your Majesty.
Very good. I understand you have an important question for me.
Yes, sire, that is my desire.
Well, go ahead, then. After that, I'll ask you my question.
Well, sire, our circus is lonely, and our panda's the only purple friend we've ever had.
It seems Purple Panda misses you and your friends, too.
Well, then, good king, do just one thing. Let the panda come with us.
Come with you? All the time? With the circus? This is most unusual.
Oh, but we need him, sire. We miss him so. Well, he'll visit you sometimes, you know.
The panda may not leave unless I see this circus for myself. I wanted to see it anyway.
Oh, then this is what I'll try to do. I'll bring the circus here to you.
Just what I had in mind. And the panda may accompany you and bring his friends to meet us here.
I'll go ask him. I'll go now. We'll get the circus here somehow.
When do you suppose you'll get it here?
Well, if your airplane we could borrow, we could have the circus here tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. You hurry and find Panda while I call my pilot Tito.
Thank you, King, for everything.
Yes, certainly. Miss Polificate! Miss Polificate, bring my royal telephone, please. Miss Polificate! Oh, where is she? Oh. That looks like a cake walking in by itself. Oh, Miss Polificate, telephone and cake, I presume.
Correct, as usual, Your Majesty. But where's the clown? I made this cake for him.
He's leaving. That's why I want you to call Pilot Ito.
Leaving? Already?
That's what I said, Miss Polificate.
But I baked this cake as a welcoming present. Oh, well, now I can give it to him as a going-away present.
Yeah, people and clowns come and go, Miss Polificate. Get my pilot on the phone, please. Yeah. They come and they go. Why, Miss Polificate?
Sire, people may come and people may go, but it's important when they come and it's important when they go.
Yes, yes, I know that, too. I know that.
I was looking forward to welcoming Panda's friend, and now he's gone.
The clown will be back tomorrow, Miss Polificate. He's just gone to fetch the circus.
Oh, really, sire? Oh, that makes me feel much better.
Now, call Pilotito, please.
Oh, of course, sire. Pilotito? The king would like to speak with you.
Pilotito, go directly to the airplane. A clown and a panda need your assistance. Good day.
Will that be all, sire?
Just one more thing.
Yes, sire.
What you said about people coming and going, Miss Polificate?
You mean that it's important, sire?
Yes. Well, you're right. I'm glad you said it.
Why, sire, I baked another cake. This one is especially for you, sire.
Oh, for me?
Yes. You see, it has a crown on it.
Oh, a crown. How lovely. Well, suppose you take it to the sea room. A cake with a crown. How caring of you, Miss Flipkirk.
Thank you, sire. Charlie, the clown and the panda will be back with the circus tomorrow.
So, the circus is coming tomorrow. It'll be fun to pretend about that. Speaking of pretending, will you come with me to the sand table out here in the back? Miss Polificate and her cakes gave me an idea. I call this a sand table because it looks like a table and there is sand inside. I could use a little bit of water on there. Not very much. That's enough. That was a big cake that she had. And a fancy cake. I'll just make a sand cake. There. Maybe put a little second layer up like that. Yeah. That could also be a circus tent. Yeah. Let's think about that as a circus tent for a little while. And think about some of the things that could go on inside that pretend circus tent. Thank you. pretending. Look at this shovel. Now watch where I put it. I'm going to put it right under the sand, like that. Now tell me where it is. Right? Right there. Sure. You like for people to tell you where things are? Tell you when they're going away and when they're going to come back? I know I like to be told such things. Sure. Well, it's about time for me to go for today. But I'll be back tomorrow. It gives me a good feeling to know that. And know that I'm able to tell you that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thank you.